Now, you might remember on Friday's programme, we were talking about the demand from former paramilitaries that their prison records be wiped clean. Colin contacted us afterwards. Morning to you, Colin.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. Now, why did you get in touch with us, Colin?
Well, Stephen, I had to check the calendar. I thought we'd gone back to the beginning of April, and it was an April Fool's thing that we were looking at. In 2000, I'll relate an incident to you. In December 2006, at a 1:45 in the morning, my son was coming home from a formal with his girlfriend. As it would be, nature insisted that he had the call of nature. And now this is, he was coming from a hotel, which is about a mile and a quarter outside Omagh. And he was leaving his girlfriend home. He was walking her home. Nature called, so he left his girlfriend on one side of the road, went across the road, and had a pee against a fence. Now, whilst he was doing this, a police patrol came along, stopped with him, and cautioned him and told him that he would possibly be reported to the DPP for this. Now, that was fine. 3 months later, the self-same constable came to our home and told him that the DPP had come back onto him and told him that what could be dealt with by two different ways. It could be dealt with by a caution, or it could be dealt with by going through the court. Now, we as parents said, well, OK, we don't want our son going through court. We'll accept the caution. Now, the policeman told us at the time that the caution would mean that it would come off his record. It would go on his record at that given stage, but it would come off it within 3 years. Now, in 2009...
This was because he peed against a wall?
Just because he peed against a fence, yes. Now, in 2009, he decided to change routes and go down a different road with his work scenarios. So I personally phoned the Criminal Records Office and asked, was my son's record off? They said, no, it's not at that particular time, but to write a letter to the head honcho. So I sat down and I wrote the letter, and I got the reply here, which came back to me in 2009. This is virtually three years later. And the letter coming back stated, now listen to this, Stephen. Your son's record, in other words, I'll read it here. The significant part is, the Court of Appeal means that affected all convictions will be retained until an individual's 100th birthday. It won't be coming off his record until his 100th birthday. Now, I ask you, how many people and many of your listeners out there have been caught short out on a country road at 1:45 in the morning? Are you going to knock on someone's door and ask, can I please use your toilet? What do you do? I mean, I ask you, with your hand in your heart, Stephen, can you honestly and truthfully say that in all your life you have never been caught short and had a pee against a fence? Well, I'm going to tell you something, that there's a hell of a lot of your listeners out there, and I included, have had a pee against the fence because I've been caught short. What are you going to do at that time in the morning? And to stay on a young fella's record until he's 100 years of age, it's a joke. It's an out-and-out joke. Somebody has got to get a grip of themselves here. Someone. Now, in all fairness, the government say that the young people are the future. Well, if this is the future that they are imposing upon their young people, there's not much future for the youth of this.
Had your son ever been in trouble with the police before?
Never, never, never. And never since. Or never before, and never since. He's never bombed, killed, or maimed anyone, or held a gun in his life. And never has any intention to.
So the situation that you had is you were listening to a radio programme in which people who had killed, who had shot people dead, who had brutally beaten people up, who had bombed,
yes,
are wanting their records wiped clean.
Yes.
You have a situation in which people who have killed have been let out of jail early as part of a peace agreement. Yes. And your son peed up against a wall, and he has that in his record for the rest of his life.
And every day. And 2 months ago, Stephen, he's went down. He put in for an application for a reasonably high profile job. He has all the education. He has all the qualifications for it. And yet, with all, I phoned again, and we sent off for it again, and here it drops through the door again. 2 months ago, it's still on his record. It was supposed to be off in 3 years. And now, supposedly, a change in the law in 2009 means it's on his record until, effectively, the individual's 100th birthday. Now,
you're clearly upset.
Well, I mean, let's face it, would you? I mean, if you were a father of a son, I could see through it if he was regularly in contact with police and was given the hospital problem. And I can tell you something, Stephen, and this is off the record, and I don't intend to mention the policeman's names, which I have no intention, but I contacted the constable after, and I told him what had happened and that my young fellow was still on the register. He couldn't believe it. And he actually wrote us a letter here of correspondence, which I won't indulge over the airway, but he literally took it on himself to write to us.